My man, Dave Lawrence, is still in Israel. If he's listening tonight, he probably is. I hope he's taking a lot of footage of Israel at this time of rejoicing. I want my staff to send him a fax tonight to tell him that, just in case he's not listening. And he is staying there until the receivers are installed, enabling the transmitter on Mount Hermon to pick up the signal off the Sputnik satellite, to which we are now hooked up, and are going live straight into the Kremlin, the offices of Radio Moscow, and out to the transmitters that beam us into India and Southeast Asia. Again, as I commented earlier about taking for granted and letting familiarity cause a contempt, have you so easily adjusted to the fact that we, right this moment, and unadorned, hearing the same things you hear, we are beaming not only off Galaxy 3, but back up again to the Russian satellite off the coast of Africa and down inside the Kremlin walls to Radio Moscow, out to the transmitters live. We've just swallowed that, taken it in stride as though it's an ordinary thing. We are live this moment all over the world. No place in the world that we cannot be heard live this very moment. As I said, moment, maybe a half a second to a second maximum. Later, they hear it in Australia, Indonesia, Tokyo, New Delhi, Israel, Africa, Europe, Chile, to Central America, all over this world, ships at sea, all over this world. We are live this moment. Hitherto, the Lord hath brought us. In Leviticus chapter 23, God says these, or he says to Moses, "Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feasts of the Lord." The word in the literal means set times. These are the set times of the Lord. Certain times are selected out by God, and the God who spoke the universe into existence and set time in motion, reserved for himself certain times that his chosen people will pause. And each of those set times are designed for us, when we pause, to focus on certain things. The Feast of the Trumpets, this year to fall, because they're on a different calendar, this year to fall next Wednesday. That Feast of the Trumpets, two silver trumpets would blow all day long. Silver, the symbol of redemption. Two of them. Because the Redeemer came or will come twice in redemptive action. Or when he comes to execute judgment, that's not the time of the blowing of the silver trumpets. Twice he comes to fulfill the meaning of the two silver trumpets. In his first coming, when he has outpoured grace, removed the barrier between us and God. The second time, to catch his body and remove us from the outpoured wrath of the great tribulation. These set times start with the Sabbath, which, as the book of Hebrews teaches, is changed in the New Testament after Christ from a set day to the life of faith, to a function, to an action, to faith rather than legalistic keeping a day. The other days each have their meanings, from the Passover through to the Feast of the Tabernacles. But in Zechariah 14, we learn that the Feast of the Tabernacles will be kept throughout the millennium for 1,000 years. God intends for the final 1,000 years of history and time as we know it to teach the meaning of the Feast of the Tabernacles. Leviticus 23, beginning at verse 33. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. I misspoke last night and said 10 days following the Feast of the Trumpets, but that's the Day of Atonement. 15 days after the Feast of the Trumpets, the tabernacle starts. Feast of the Tabernacles then lasts 7 days. And from there through verse 44, the Feast of the Tabernacle is described. The 40th verse focuses in on the activity that gives the Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkoth, its meaning. Tabernacles translates the word Sukkoth that means booths, temporary structures. And ye shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. You are to rejoice, and yet, as I continue to teach on the Feast of Tabernacles, they give more sacrifices, more offerings in 7 days than any other 7-day period or week in the entire year. Ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days, and ye shall keep it a feast, a set time, unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. Ye shall celebrate it in the 7th month. Now that doesn't mean the 7th month from January, our medieval calendar. That means the 7th month after the 1st month, which is Passover. The Jewish calendar has 2 new years. A religious new year, which starts with Passover. A civil new year, which starts with the Feast of the Trumpets. And ye shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. Ye shall celebrate it in the 7th month. Ye shall dwell in booths, sukkahs, 7 days, all that are Israelites born. Shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast unto the Lord. After they were carried into bondage, 70 years in bondage, among other things God had told them to do, they were to have the Sabbath year, and when the land was to lay fallow, where God, in the sixth year, multiplied their increase until they could afford to go a year without farming. And God provided for the beasts of the fields in that seventh year. Well, they didn't keep for 490 years. They didn't keep the Sabbath. They didn't keep God's commands, which would recognize, as he had told them in Deuteronomy, that he gave them everything they had. But in their greed, like those that would go out and gather the manna on the seventh day and find that God wouldn't allow them to have it, in their greed, they'd get more. They never seemed to learn. And once they got in this promised land, they're just too fat, you know. Sixth year was the richest year. Man, maybe it duplicates, so go plow the land and plant the seventh year. God took them into bondage for 70 years in Babylon and got his Sabbath years all back as the land lay fallow. And when they came back from that bondage and rebuilt the temple, as described in the book of Ezra, and then the walls of the city, as described in the book of Nehemiah. In chapter 8 it says, all the people gathered themselves together in the rejoicing after they had restored the temple and the walls, and had rebuilt that city and temple into which Messiah would come. All the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. Verse 14, and they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses that the children of Israel should dwell in booths, sukkoth, in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the streets of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the days of Joshua the son of Nun unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was a very great gladness. Now during, as Zechariah will point out, during the millennium for 1,000 years, the Jews who have been instructed by the great tribulation, who began finally, who come to the knowledge of him whom they have pierced, and the false Antichrist is exposed, and are delivered by Christ when he comes, and spend those first few weeks and months of the millennium burying the dead and burning the weapons of the great Armageddon battle. Then, throughout the millennium, they build the temple according to the specifications of Ezekiel's restoration prophecies. And through the millennium for 1,000 years, God requires that all nations of the earth come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles at Jerusalem, where the Jews themselves will teach its meaning. And as we have seen so often in God's Word, the whole world will be taught to give. The whole world will be taught the source of everything they have. The whole world will be brought into recognition at the Feast of the Tabernacles every year of what God is due and what God is to receive at this Feast of the Tabernacles, testifying to His provision. And if they don't do it, God will smite them with plague. And the Jew will teach the Feast of the Tabernacles as I now teach it for 1,000 years through the millennium. It's an enduring feast until time ends and behold, as the Scripture says, He creates all things new. In that Feast of the Tabernacles, they moved into these temporary structures as a testament in explicit action that all they had came from God. This is the way God's chosen people started. And they gave 203 sacrifices. If I take you into Deuteronomy's record and Numbers' record of the Feast of the Tabernacles, you can count the sacrifices. In the period of 7 days, they give 203 sacrifices. In a societal time where the medium of exchange was by barter. That's why several years ago in this ministry, because my ministry began here, rescuing Faith Center from its deteriorated state. And for months I taught on the restoration of the temple and the restoration of Jerusalem in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah and under the prophecies of Hezekiah, or not Hezekiah, but the prophecies of Haggai and Zechariah and Malachi. Haggai and Zechariah being the prophets that motivated the people in the days of Ezra as he led the first waves back to restore the temple, and Malachi, the companion prophet to Nehemiah, as the walls were built and the city was restored. And week after week, we talk through those passages. They show up in the reruns on occasions. But I felt impressed of God in those days that our medium of exchange is money, dollars, yen, pesos, won, whatever it may be, in whatever country you listen, as I continue to teach on the Feast of the Tabernacles, designed to make us pause as a set time in God's calendar and say, all that I have and all that I am, God provides. Whether big or little, the parable of the talent shows that God does not disperse equally. Some get 10, some get 5, or rather some get 5, some get 2, some get 1, ultimately get 10. In the case of the 5 having his doubled, God is the disperser. But all that we have comes from God. And by an identification with our medium of exchange, I've asked the people to enter into the spirit of the Feast of the Tabernacles, which testifies the recognition that all we have comes from God. This was above the tithe. And give 203 or multiples thereof in your own exchange. For years we were only in the United States. So it was $203. This year I want 3,000 to step forward, the number of the church on the day it was born. And give 203 in your own medium of exchange. Dollars, yen, pesos, Caribbean dollar, whatever, to say, I am going to identify with the spirit of the Feast of the Tabernacles. And between now and November 1st, I want 3,000 giving 203 units of your currency as a tabernacle offering, showing you still identify with the principle, all that I have comes from God. I made it through this year, and with God, I'll make it through the next year. In spirit, move out of your possessions for a moment, and in spirit, identify with a temporary structure that you dwell in for 7 days and look back at what God has provided and say, thank you, Lord. All that I have is yours because all that I have came from you. God doesn't want you to give it all back to him. He wants to bless you with what remains as you recognize he's the source of all. This is one of the set times when you go beyond your tithe and give a unit of 203 to identify with those sacrifices and the spirit by which they were given during this tabernacle season. Now let's get on with it and be one of the 3,000 as you get on the telephone.